The Alaska Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by The Taproot, Alaska's epicenter of arts and entertainment. See the calendar of events online at taprootalaska.com.
Instead of just the ceiling giving a little, a good portion of the ceiling came down on top of the pool table. And rather than taking a chance, we're going to have to bring the dance to a halt tonight and make the next announcement regarding where Bay Center is presented. The last time the Battle of the Bands was staged here, was afraid something might happen. And I think that weakened it for tonight. What's left is a matter of very unsafe conditions. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to bring it to a close early tonight. And stay tuned to the Big K. We'll have further announcements regarding the next show. We're very sorry, but there's no way we can get around this. No way taking a chance of having you ended up down there without using the stairway.
You found the Alaska Music Spotlight here on the radio every Friday at 5:35 following national native news. And we're actually kind of following in the footsteps of all those great local artists that have come before us. That was just a little bit of a taste of Gary Sloan and the Outlaws from 1966 down at the Elks Lodge as they're tearing it up. And you thought your local band tore up the city of Anchorage. No. Gary Sloan was doing it first. In fact, Gary Sloan is celebrating 50 plus years of being an Alaskan musician. He's got a show this Saturday night at the Taproot. And we're celebrating the centennial of Anchorage this year. And it would be neat to get a whole history of local music in our area. So I just wanted to play that little tidbit from Gary Sloan from back in the day at the Elks Lodge, which is the current Snow Goose Cafe. They need to be doing more music there, but I guess the floors aren't too safe, so maybe we got to avoid that. We have longtime Anchorage musician Mr. White Keys in studio. Keys, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing just couldn't be better. What a summer.
Yeah, this has got to kind of kick you off in good style here to have such sunshine when the Whale Fat Follies are starting again. The people are streaming into the club right now?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been great crowds, and it's a great show, and we're just having a fabulous time.
Well, here on the Local Music Spotlight, we are visiting with our most Spinardian friend, our master of spam, Mr. White Keys, talking about the real Alaskan and local music and the Whale Fat Follies. Welcome back once again. The Whale Fat Follies are going this summer. Maybe you've visited the Follies in the past as springtime in Spinard. Maybe you visited when they were the freeze-up Follies, but there's always a good reason to visit, and we'll find out more about this year's season coming up in the program, this year's season of the Whale Fab Follies. But let's hear a little history about local music and your participation with that, because you've been playing Anchorage and Alaska clubs since the late 60s, early 70s?
Early 70s.
You were the house band at Chilcoot Charlie's.
Oh, man, we did that. We were the house band. Imagine being the house band at Chilcoot Charlie's for 5 years. Whoa, I mean...
I can't, because they were allowed to stay open late.
Oh, until 5 in the morning. I mean, a gig was 9 o'clock at night till 4:30. I mean, you played 7.5 hours. And this wasn't a performance. It was an endurance contest.
And that's how many nights a week?
Oh, 5 nights a week. Oh. Yeah, most bands in town were actually in those days doing 6 nights a week, but we always refused. We said that 5 hours, you know, or 5 nights a week of 7 hours a night was plenty.
And so most of the clubs in town, they had their own sort of house band generally.
Yeah, in those days, you had a house band, and there were like over 25 clubs in town in the 70s that had a band, a full band, 5 nights a week. You know, I mean, the music scene was just incredible, and the number of people, the quality of people that came through town were just astounding. I mean, there were just, it was just an incredible scene. And, yeah, there were, I mean, there were the top 40 disco guys, and there were jazz guys coming through town, and there were, you know, guys from, there was a guy named Jose from Brazil that was in town for a while. And, I mean, you just have these guys that were just phenomenal musicians, and they were just playing in every bar in town.
I think that people today, when they think about getting up on a stage, they know there's only a few stages in town where they can do that. So it kind of is surprising to hear, you know, 25, 30
yeah,
different clubs.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Town.
I mean, well, the deal was it was the pipeline days. And so you had, you know, this huge crowd of young single guys that were up here making tons of money on the pipeline. And what do? Like, they went out drinking at night. And the problem was, it was really, I think of this as a legendary time. I mean, when you think about this country in music, I mean, you had, you know, Chicago and New York in the 1920s and, you know, and then into the 30s you had Prohibition. And there was always this incredible music scene that went along with these incredible events. And they were legendary times. I mean, Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco in the 60s, totally legendary. Well, Anchorage, Alaska in the pipeline days was legendary, but nobody knew it. I mean, everybody was thinking this was normal. And, you know, it totally was not normal, but it spilled over into the music scene. I mean, and that had happened in this country all the time. I mean, in the 30s, Kansas City jazz was all based on the fact that it was the Depression. So the whole rest of the country was, you know, down the tubes, but Kansas City had a corrupt mayor, and he was keeping the whole town rolling, and Kansas City jazz, you know, developed in that particular time because it was legendary times, and we were part of that. But again, nobody realized it. Nobody knew it. They thought it was going to go on forever. They thought that this was just the way things were.
So there's a lot of live music in the 70s. The pipeline days, yes, there's bustling activity. There's booming times. Was it very much, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Well, was it Alaskana back then? The way it is Alaskana now, meaning the entertainment factor, or was it just doing what you do? I'm trying to think of what in the 70s might have attracted somebody to a show like the Whale Fat Follies. Is it celebrating Alaskan humor even back in the 70s, or was it more of a sort of a down and dirty music?
Well, we
experience.
Were doing that. You know, I mean, we had always
been back in the 70s, or was it more of a sort of a down and dirty music?
Well, we
experience.
Were doing that. You know, I mean, we had always been doing that, you know, and Alaskan humor and just humor in general, because that's what I like to do. And but generally, most of the bands were sort of top 40 cover bands, and there was a lot of country music. And so Yeah, I mean, there wasn't the singer songwriter, you know, sort of didn't much exist, and there were folk groups and there were blues groups, but there wasn't a lot of writing going on, and there wasn't a lot of Alaskana going on. There was some, but not an awful lot.
I remember a book, Half Baked Alaska, a little cartoon book that I think our family got back in around 73. Before we moved up here in 74. So we were part of that whole pipeline boom as we came up here. And so I do remember some Alaskana humor, but I'm trying to take myself back to, when did Alaska humor, making fun of ourselves, when did that really become a thing? Well, let's explore just a little bit of what Alaskan humor is. One of the first things you think about that somehow is funny and probably always has been is moose nuggets.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, has that been something that just time immemorial somebody looked and said, well, that's funny?
It always was. I mean, from the time I got up here, I mean, that was one of the first things that you saw. I mean, you know, where else in the country can you go and find, you know, something, a major part of the culture is, you know, poop that comes out of some animal in the area. I mean, there are cow chips in the Midwest that make the rounds, you know, and get turned into frisbees. And
who needs a chip when you can have a nugget?
A nugget. Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds much more impressive. Yeah. Let's catch ourselves up with the moose nuggets that we all know so well.
There's no nuggets like moose. Like no nuggets, I know. Everything about them is appealing. Whether they were pulled by bull or cow, they're never squishy and they don't need peeling. There's no congealing, they're ready now. No words describe moose turds, they're always apropos. Even when they're fresh, you know they never smell. They're clean and tidy and cute as hell. Show them to a tourist and they're bound.
You can't mistake it. You cannot mistake it. You are listening to local music on 90.3 KMBA. I don't know where else that song could have come from. Mr. Whitekey's our guest tonight. The Whale Fat Follies continuing this summer on the shortened season, but perfectly timed season. The shows are Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at the Taproot. And we're chatting with Whitekey's here about kind of the history of making fun of ourselves as Alaskans. Now, we were talking earlier about local music in Anchorage, and I was picturing this kind of cool vibe in the late 60s and 70s, and then it occurred to me, when did we first start making fun of ourselves? And you said you guys used to do it all the time at Coots, and that's maybe how the show kind of began.
Well, yeah, we always were, doing some kind of off-the-wall Alaskan stuff. I mean, because it just, you know, I mean, where else does this stuff happen? And Alaskans actually are really good at making fun of themselves. I mean, because everybody in Alaska realizes, and not this doesn't happen in a lot of other places in the country, but Alaskans realize that we're all losers. I mean, we wouldn't be here if we weren't. You know, if we could make it anywhere else, we'd be somewhere else.
Well, and you got a point there.
And moose nuggets is just, you know, to come back to that, I actually went out and toured the two moose nugget factories in the valley.
Isn't a moose nugget factory a moose?
Well, that's the beginning of the raw materials. But then, you got to have the processing plant.
True.
And I had gone out and I met the two guys that have the biggest moose nugget processing plants or factories in the state. And they're both in the valley, of course. And one of the things, there's a product called the Moose Nugget Swizzle Stick that always has just appealed to me. And for some reason, one of them told me, he said, I don't know what it is, but the FBI loves Moose Nugget Swizzle Sticks. They buy them by the hundreds, you know, and I don't know whether they're giving them to other FBI guys or what they're doing with them. But there was some connection between Moose Nugget Swizzle Sticks and the FBI.
That's very strange and worrisome. But it also, Moose Nugget Swizzle Sticks, one of the first things I remember as a kid in the 70s is seeing, what in the world is this? And what is this kitschy Alaskan stuff? Where have I moved? Where have I gotten to? If you want to select another song from the CD to share, and maybe we can start to talk about a little bit of activity for this year's, this season's Whale Fat Follies. We've got a CD from previous shows that maybe help highlight what's coming up for your summertime season. Would you like to share any particular song there?
This is tough. I mean, some are pretty long, so we went
with the shorter
one. And there's
something, anything that transfers well to just that's continuing on this season, a classic that's just now coming back, or that you always put in the show, that one classic.
We could go with, Martha Goes Camping, and just a little of that. We don't have to go to the whole thing, but, I think you've got that.
That's true. We got that one ready to go. Yeah, let's hear Martha Goes Camping.
We don't need to hear the whole thing, but we can hear a little bit of it.
Thank you for having me here, because if there is one thing that I do know, it's everything. When I go camping, I want to feel real fine. So I planted this forest in 1949. I got soffit lights and wallpaper on each tree.
Wallpaper on each tree.
All the leaves are straight, 'cause I'm the master of feng shui.
What the hell is feng shui?
My campground crystal is by Fabergé. I rigged my outhouse with a French bidet. I made a HEPA filter, 'cause pine cones make me sneeze.
Pine cones make her sneeze.
I just milked that moose. Would you like some homemade cheese?
Somebody cut the cheese.
Well, I forged my own Dutch oven for the biscuits that I bake. You see, it's better if you start with 98% pure ore and a Bessemer converter.
Give me a goddamn break.
The Whale Fat Follies are your opportunity to get those house guests out of your house and bring them on down to Spinard and let them enjoy the part of Alaska that you really enjoy, the humor of it. So that kind of song right there, Martha Goes Camping, gives us an example of the characters that show up at a Whale Fat Follies show. So it's kind of gone beyond just a fun humor. And boy, you just bring in characters, you bring in Alaskana and mix it all together for quite a show.
Well, and this year, everything is just insane out there. I mean, from the mayor's election to, national politics to everything under the sun. And our job is to cram as much of that as we can into a 2-hour period and, hit everything that is happening. And it's just a great treat because we've got a great cast. We've got just one of the best casts we've ever had this year, and they're great.
How many are involved?
Oh, there's six or seven people involved.
Holy cow.
I mean, with the we've got Regina McDonald, who is just a phenomenal. She was voted the third best actor in Anchorage last year. So we're proud to have number three.
You guys are cherry picking the best.
And she's been in everything from Man of La Mancha to the Rocky Horror Picture Show to the fact that she's also in Wild West Alaska, the gun-toting reality show. And so she's in that. And we've got Cameron Morrison, who is just, a hilarious guy. And, the band is just outrageous and, singing and dancing. And we're just, having a phenomenal time. And I didn't really expect that because I found out after a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you had heard, but I found out that I was dead. And
I hadn't heard yet.
Oh, yeah. I got this an email from a cousin of mine in Missouri or some other god-awful place, and her husband knew somebody from Anchorage, and they were talking about Anchorage. And, oh, yeah, well, it's too bad they're not doing that show anymore because I heard White Keys is dead, And so she emailed me and told me I was dead, and I had no idea. I mean, I just did, this was news to me, but nobody tells me anything. And
Yeah, how did you find out? You were dead.
Yeah, I had no idea, but I figured it couldn't be that bad because, you know, Elvis always made way more money when he was dead than he made when he was alive, and that's okay with me.
Well, it's a shame you didn't find any good documentation because that's some rich material for the show.
I know, and you know, and it...
At least you'll have an excuse to have a moment of silence.
But you know,
the show.
After, but in about the first week that I was dead, I didn't notice that. You know, it was fairly boring. I mean, not a lot of stuff happened to you when you're dead.
I wonder if my last week was so boring.
I just had no idea.
So it's good to have you alive. Good to have you here. The sunshine obviously is helping you grow.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
We've got a couple of bits of clouds in the forecast right now, but that's a good excuse to get indoors. Now, the show kicks off again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You've been doing a couple of weeks of working out the bugs, so now's the perfect time to get out there, book a ticket to see the Whale Fat Follies at the Taproot in Spinard.
Well, and also, I mean, now that we've got one up on the Rolling Stones... Because one of the chefs at the Taproot is this guy, Delicious Dave. And Delicious Dave is from Anchorage, and he does a lot of catering, but and not many people know him because what he really does is he tours with rock and roll bands doing the catering on their tours. And he's the permanent chef for Neil Young, and he's gone out with Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson and Justin Timberlake. And he actually turned down the summer tour with the Rolling Stones to be the chef at the Taproot for the Whale Fat Follies.
The people of Anchorage deserve it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Mick Jagger is not getting Buffalo Spam this summer, and we are.
Oh, that's very intriguing. I would love to see Delicious Dave's take on Spam.
Oh, it's Buffalo Spam. It's great. It's fabulous.
What are a couple other highlights for this season's Whale Fat Follies? Maybe a couple of teasers on some of the prime bits that'll be coming up?
Well, we talk a lot about the centennial of Anchorage and the centennial of Spinard. I mean, it's been 100 years for both of them. And
no wonder the streets are in such horrible shape.
So there's a lot of historical kind of stuff. I mean, we go back and, you know, find just insane stuff that's been happening in this town for 100 years. And it's very cool to be exploring that part but of 100 years in Anchorage. I mean, what's the most important thing that's happened? We legalized dope. And so, you know, I mean, we had this idea that, you know, if everybody's going to be selling dope, you know, I mean, everybody in town, and one of the most successful ones is Cal Worthington's. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen? It's changing by the minute.
As soon as you started to mention a few things, I realized, yep, my brain's already thinking, what is Keys going to do with this one? What is he going to do with this topic? And you're certainly right. There's plenty of topics out there every season that you can stick a fork in and see how done it is.
So Anchorage and Alaska never let us down.
They never do.
Never do.
Well, it's great to have you here. I'm glad you stopped by to chat some local music, and we wanted to help point people in the direction of the show because it's great to have you right there in Spinard where you should be. The show's once again Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 o'clock showtime.
6:45.
Yeah, get in there, get your seat.
Yeah, early dinner show.
And if you want more information, you can go specifically to taprootalaska.com.
And centertix.net.
And centertix.net.
All the information for tickets and everything else is on centertix.net.
Any thoughts of in the future recording more material or putting stuff down on CD? I know it's kind of a lengthy process at times, but...
Well,
what's your musical future?
Well, it's a very lengthy process, and that's one of the problems that we have doing the kind of show that we do, is that people always want to hear the recordings of what's in the show,
but you can't just take it from the show.
You because it changes so much. I mean, you know, the show opened on June 10th, and, you know, we still had a mayor's election on May 5th, and so, you know, we didn't know so much. I mean, you know, the show opened on June 10th, and, you know, we still had a mayor's election on May 5th, and so, you know, we didn't know who the mayor was going to be. We didn't know that whole part of it. And other things change right up till, you know, opening night. We're changing stuff, and we're changing stuff every night. And when you do topical material, it's pretty hard to get the recording, which can take 4 or 5 months, and by then you're doing something else entirely. So we haven't done a lot of recording lately, because the whole gem of the whole thing is just the live show, doing it live and keeping it fresh.
Well, it's the Whale Fat Follies at the Taproot, and we enjoy having you come by, so thank you very much for coming on in.
Hey, my pleasure. Good
we'll
to see you.
Send you off to the weekend with a little bit of music in the background from Mr. White Keys himself. Keys, we'll see you later.
Hey, thank you.
Hitching me boots, we're going to walk on down. We're down Jack Body into town. That eight-piece competition just won't quit. You walk till you see the blue light lit. Spend the rest of your night at a house of blue light. They got fryers, got broilers, got the Detroit barbecue ribs.